a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, with Thanksgiving behind us and Christmas happening in 19 days, folks, then New Year's celebrations in 25 days, it's a foodie time of year, which is why we've put the restaurant sector of travel on the plate for today's B-Block, and we're sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
This wireless cooking thermometer takes all the guesswork out of holiday meals, which means your roast, your turkey, prime rib, ham, fish, it all comes out perfectly every time, turning I think it's done into I know it's perfect. It even tells you when to flip, when to take it off the heat, and how long to let it rest. Basically, it's like having a personal chef right in your kitchen.
With Chef IQ Sense, you can sip your cocoa and actually spend time with your family instead of hovering over the oven. It's a gift everyone's going to love, perfect for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everyone in between. As a listener of our program, you're going to get 30% off today at chefiq.com. Use promo code CARRY or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Michelle Corsmo is the CEO of the National Restaurant Association. It's hard to believe, but she was last on this program with us a little more than 3 years ago in late October of 2022. But we are about to correct that absence right now as off to the show hotline we go down to Washington, D.C. and get into this next Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Michelle, it's nice to have you back on the program with us today. It's been a while. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Robert. So glad to be here.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us on this Saturday morning. So before we get into some of the specifics that we want to talk about, we were told you were at the White House yesterday for an important meeting. Can you share anything about what it was about and how it went?
I was at the White House. It's always a great day when I can spend time with the top level of government talking about issues that are important to the restaurant industry. And yesterday was a great time to talk about the impact of seafood tariffs on restaurants. You may not realize that 90% of the seafood that we consume in the United States is imported. And, of course, so much of that is protein that we can't produce domestically. And so trying to ensure that those reciprocal tariffs are removed from those products that cannot be produced in the United States is a really important advocacy initiative for us. And so I went in with my friends at the fisheries industry to talk about the importance of this business. And we had a nice conversation with the White House, so stay tuned.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Thank you. And I did not know it was 90%. I knew it was high, but that's very high.
Yeah.
Michelle, some of your counterparts with U.S. Travel, the American Hotel and Lodging Association, and others have been on the show with us recently. And they've expressed optimism following the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, specifically the provision no tax on tips, that it will have a positive impact on our economy, business, and workers moving forward. Curious to get your take on it coming through the lens of restaurant owners and employees.
Yeah, we're always excited anytime policymakers see the value of the work that's done by people that work in the restaurant industry, particularly the tipped employees. And you never want to forget those individuals that are working overtime and are enjoying the benefits of the no tax on overtime. That's an important provision, too, because so many of the people that are bringing that food to life, cooking that food, making sure that your meal is delivered to you, do so with long hours. And having no tax on overtime is a great thing. So no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, appreciating the work of the restaurant industry is great. And anytime we can have people that are able to keep more money in their pocket so that they can take care of their own personal expenses, as we know, there's been a lot of pressure on a lot of daily life activities and expenses and obligations. And so the more money that they can keep to cover those expenses, the more optimistic they feel. And that means I'm hopeful they'll go out to restaurants more often.
Absolutely.
That, get out there, travel, whatever it is, no question. We agree with that for sure. So, you know, coming up in hour two of the show today, Chef Robert Irvine is going to be joining us. He's previously been on the program for our Travel the World From Your Own Kitchen segment. Today he'll be part of the Personal Connection. You know, we've had so many celebrity chefs on the program over the year. And even during our big Let's Go America tour events and the live remotes that we do, Mary and I always make it a point to include a culinary segment in the program. And we do it because almost everyone has a food experience when they travel.
Yeah.
In the world of travel and the restaurant industry, they're so closely entwined, right? So any thoughts on the relationship between the restaurant industry, travel, and tourism?
Well, there's no doubt they're completely interconnected. In fact, we find that one out of every $4 that's spent in quick service restaurants or fast casual restaurants comes from tourism, and three out of every $10 spent in fine dining restaurants are from travel and tourism. And so that's a really important component of the business that restaurants provide. But the other thing that's so great and why it's so fun that you bring some of these really iconic chefs on your program is that it's really about discovery. You know, that's what travel is about, is going out and discovering, and restaurants and food are a big part of that. Here's a little preview for you. We have coming up in the next month the release of our 2026 What's Hot Culinary Forecast. And a big research insight from that is that diners are drawn to dishes that they've never tried before. So they're really looking for tastes that are outside of their comfort zone. And traveling and being able to explore new culinary experiences is a really important value for the travel consumer. And so restaurants are so glad to be a part of that.
Well, I think when you think about that dining, Mary, just travel in general, it's always getting yourself out of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
And when you do, you enrich yourself.
I find that interesting. I'm not so sure that was a trend 25 years ago. I think people, I find that trend. Actually, you brought some really interesting numbers today, including the percentage of dollars that come from tourism with food, which only feeds, no pun intended, what we're seeing, Robert, when we're out on the road and the feedback we get when we do our culinary segments on the show. So let's talk about technology. You're working in all areas advocating for the restaurant industry, Michelle. You get to see firsthand emerging trends before most people. Mm-hmm. Technology is having a major impact on so many industries right now, specifically with AI. And of course, that's the case with the restaurant industry. Really curious to hear what you're seeing and what restaurant owners are, you know, what the kind of impact it's having.
Yeah. So with all things with technology, it's always that balance between pioneering and finding those new innovations that bring efficiency, that bring a greater consumer experience, and then waiting until you kind of see where that wider adoption is applied more evenly. Mm-hmm. And so there's some really fun things that are happening. Many people have probably experienced AI in drive-thrus. That's an interesting technology. It actually creates greater order accuracy as well as speed. So it helps the people that are working in the restaurant in terms of being able to focus on preparing those meals so that they can get them out quickly. But it also has a much greater customer satisfaction component to it because of that order accuracy. So that's really exciting and fun. There's also some wonderful things that are happening in terms of AI in predictive ordering. So think about controlling food costs and also controlling food waste. So understanding menus so that we can order more efficiently, understanding customer and consumer behavior with that ordering, past ordering, and then predictive ordering. AI work going into that has been really interesting and exciting. There's some interesting AI work that's happening with food safety and training, which is great. And then we can't talk about technology without talking about robotics. And the way I always like to think about robotics is to think through the lens of where we're putting in robotics. And most operators are thinking about what is it that the employee is really not enjoying in their job? How can I get people doing the kind of things that they really love the most? And for people working in the restaurant industry, it's about being creative and it's about that hospitality and getting to interact with people and customers and serve them in a wonderful way. And so where robotics can come in and solve some of those problems that aren't necessarily customer facing, that aren't necessarily in that creative aspect of the business, and allowing the employees and the workforce in every restaurant to be able to focus on how they're providing that fabulous hospitality is where we see some
very
of
good
that
points.
Great innovation.
Very good points that you're making on that.
That's
and
so
I can certainly see from a repetitive standpoint with robotics and that. But
yeah.
We got a little, about a minute or so left in this. You know, Mary and I, Mary said in your setup that it's been a little more than 3 years since we last had you on with us. We'll have to correct that going forward. You know, since then, the show has added, I don't know, about 110 new stations. So some people are hearing your voice on our program for the first time. You're going to soon celebrate 4 years, about 3.5 years into your position now.
Yeah.
What is it about the business that you're really enjoying, Michelle, and it wants you to keep growing in the industry?
There is no doubt in my mind that people who work in restaurants are the nicest people in the world. And not only are they always inclined to think about how to help and serve others, but they have such a wonderful, innovative mindset, right? They have that entrepreneurial experience of this didn't work, what will work next? Like, how do we continue to improve? How do we continue to create? So being able to work for an industry that's always thinking about improvement and always thinking about serving others is energizing every day, all day long.
Well, it sounds that way.
For all of the issues, whether it's seafood tariffs or where robotics is coming into play or how we're attracting the best workforce for the future, knowing that we're doing so for people that do so much for others and give back so much to their communities is really fantastic.
Well, Michelle.
And with all of these changes, it's never going away. Right? The hospitality is never going away.
No, it's not. It's not. We're going to have to leave it there for today.
It's a good place to leave it.
I'm going to ask you, don't be a stranger, all right? And we hope you have a great weekend. Oh, thank you very much for your time and Merry Christmas.
Such a pleasure. Enjoy your restaurants today.
Take care.
Thanks, Mary. Yep. Thanks, Robert.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Michelle. Listen, she brought it today for sure, Mary. We'll have to make sure she's back sooner than 3 years. Mm-hmm. Something tells me she will.
I think she will.
All right. Yep. As we prepare to pause for some sponsor messages, folks, in about 20 minutes, it's the latest Destination Spotlight. RJ and the Open Road come your way in 10 minutes. And besides Robert Irvine that I mentioned, the NCF and Christmas in Chicago in hour two, Mary and I are also going to answer many of the Cruise With Us Next October questions as well. But next, it's The Right Stuff.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.